Hello, everyone. This is Ryan, and welcome to High Tech on Life. In today's episode, I thought we'd touch on a subject that has plagued me for years. It's something that I think everybody needs these days, but which one do you go with? Because if you are in the Apple ecosystem, you've probably been prompted many times to say, hey, you've got some space on iCloud, but if you want a little bit more, just pay us a couple of cents a month. Well, like a buck. Let's say pay us a buck a month. And you can get some more. But it's almost like everybody's offering something like that. Every major company has their own version of the cloud, even some we don't know about. You know, I think a lot of us have seen the HP Enterprise cloud services. I had no idea HP was doing cloud services. Apparently, it's a big part of their business. They don't just make computers anymore. Anyways, so there's so many out there that who do you choose? I'll tell you who I like to work with and why. So we've always been in the Apple ecosystem. We've always been mostly Apple products in our house with a few exceptions recently. So as that stands, it's like, well, why don't we just go with iCloud? Everything automatically already backs up to it. There's no reason to push it any further. I mean, it's something that I've stressed quite a few times so far on the show that it's the kind of tech that you just set it up and it just works and you don't have to touch it ever again. And Apple's really good at that with their products. So why wouldn't we just use iCloud? Well, I think I put a stick through the spokes of that particular idea when I decided not to just stick to Apple products. And that was my own decision. I wanted to do that because I like Apple products. So sue me. They're good products, right? Isn't that why we all use them? They are lovely, aren't they? And it's very nice of Apple to offer cloud storage for everything, especially for photos, being able to have them sync across all your devices. And the issue was, and they're kind of coming out of this right now, but the main issue was, okay, I have a phone that has 64 gigs on it, let's say, or even 128 gigs. Let's say I have a phone that has 128 gigs of memory on it. That's fine. Or, you know what, let's go this way. Let's say my MacBook Pro, 700 and something gigs of storage on it, right? If I start adding photos to my photos library on my MacBook Pro, it'll start syncing to iCloud and then I'll start sending it to all my devices. Where on my phone or my iPad, especially my iPad mini right now has like 16 gigs on it. It's an older one. It has 16 gigs. There's no way all my photos are going to go on that thing. And so I just have to turn the syncing off. But then that defeats the purpose of having everything on all my devices. And we're getting there. Like, the new iPads are up to 512 gigs. I'm sure the next iPhone will be around that. So it's getting there. And even your storage opportunity is growing. Like, you got like 50 gigs or something of space for 99 cents a month. That was a while ago. I think they've upped it to quite a bit more for a buck a month. But it really doesn't, you know, you really can't sync it across everything because of the space limitations on multiple devices. So we tried it for a little while. You know, it kind of worked, and eventually we ran out of space and we had to turn it off on our tablets and eventually on our phones. I could turn it back on now because I have a bigger phone. But I went with a different solution. Now, for those of you who don't know, a while ago, Apple tried to buy Dropbox. And Dropbox said, no, we don't want to sell to you. We're going to do our own thing, and we're going to keep an open platform between all the different OSs, all mobile OSs and all computer OSs, because we want everything to be able to work together. Because, you know, if Apple would have gotten their product, they would have just made it Apple exclusive. You know, they're only for their OSs. That's it. So I'm actually glad Dropbox did that, because that was a solution we decided to go with. Now, it stemmed from me having to collaborate with other people and share these large files between myself and voice talent and producers, where we would have one folder and we'd be able to put whatever we want into it that anybody had. So the voice talent would record, or the producer would put the script into that folder. The voice talent would take it and go record. Then those files would come to me. I would edit them, master them, and then send it back to the producer. It works really well. So I ended up upgrading to a terabyte of space on Dropbox for like $10 a month, I think. Well worth it, especially for a professional. But if you can swing $10 a month, a terabyte is a lot of space. And so we went that direction. And what's amazing about that is that I can set anything up to automatically sync. So any of my tablets or phones, I can download their app and say, you know what? Automatically sync every single photo I take to Dropbox. And it does. And I'm going to share an example on why that is the best way to go, especially if you are on an Android device. Now, I honestly, to be honest with everybody, I have not used an Android device extensively. I've been on the OS, I've messed around with it, but I have not had it as a daily driver. So there may be other solutions out there. And if there are, please let me know. Send me an email or comment, because it'd be nice to know. So there was an example recently of a friend of mine who I work with on a daily basis. She's a producer at the place where I work. And I think she's from Guatemala and she speaks Spanish. So she was out of the country on vacation and her phone got wet, or something happened and it broke. And all of her photos from her vacation were just gone. And also a ton of photos from family events and other things that she had done for like the past year. Now, yes, okay, for those of you who are saying, well, she should have backed up her phone. Yeah, she probably should have backed up her phone, but she didn't. And a lot of us I know don't remember to do that. I don't remember to back up my phone, especially to iTunes, because it's just a pain in the butt. And I'm not on my laptop enough each day to remember to do that. So I don't. I don't back it up as much. So I said to her, I said, do you have a Dropbox account? And she said, yes. I said, download the app on your new phone and set it to automatically upload your photos. Because even with a free account on Dropbox, they'll give you, I'm not sure what it is these days, but it's a couple of gigs. And at least you'll have something to start out with to say, all my photos can back up to Dropbox. So no matter what, I have them all the time. They're consistently being uploaded to Dropbox so that I won't lose them if my phone gets lost. One of the best ideas ever by Dropbox, by the way. It's amongst a long list of amazing things that Dropbox does. And so my wife and I use it all the time. So let's say I'm traveling and she's at a family event. She takes pictures. She doesn't have to send me pictures. They just automatically upload to Dropbox, and I can go and look and actually go through all the pictures on Dropbox and see how the family event went, how fun it was, and how much it sucks that I missed it. But you know, it's there, and I can see my boys, I can see what they're doing, and see what all went down. It's very cool. I like it a lot. Now, personally, I think Dropbox is the best solution for this, but there's also other things out there. So you can't forget the drives. There's Google Drive, iCloud Drive, and then there's OneDrive for Microsoft for their Office suite. Personally, I use all of them because I have multiple things that I'm working on, and people like to collaborate in different ways. So a lot of document sharing and collaboration things on like an Excel sheet or a Google Docs will go through Google Drive. That's just the way it is. And it has enough functionality to keep track of a lot of data. And it's developing every single day. The other one is, obviously, I use Dropbox a lot because it's the easiest way to transfer files. I use it just to transfer files between my computer, but like multiple computers. So if I'm out of town, I just did it this past weekend where I'm out of town and I have to access files that are on my computer at home. I just put them into the Dropbox at home, like I use Splashtop to do a screen sharing, and I drop them into there, and then they download right to my computer. No matter where I am in the world, it's awesome. So like I said, I use that a lot. But then also for my day job, they provide me with a Office 365 account. So I have a terabyte of space on my OneDrive account, and I use that drive to transfer internal files, audio files, documents, the like, because everybody has that in the organization. So I'm able to transfer that and they have access to it. I can grant them access to just view or edit or download whatever I need to do. So that's very good for that for specific situation. Now, for an everyday thing for somebody who's in the Apple ecosystem, definitely look into iCloud Drive, because if you use Pages and Numbers and Keynote, and you obviously are using photos a lot and you're taking pictures on your iPhone and they will sync to your Mac, blah, 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 look into it, because it might be worth the extra cost to get extra space on iCloud Drive. Like I said, for us, it wasn't quite that way because we like to do other things and I like to use other pieces of equipment. So just depends on what your needs are. And for those of you on Android devices, like I said, Dropbox is a very good way to go, but even Google Drive works really well. I haven't gotten into the depth of file sharing on it. I think it's fairly robust, but let me know. For those of you who have experience with it, let me know, because it might be a way I go in the future. I'll still keep my Dropbox account because I need it to transfer files, large files, but Google Drive may be a way to go. Like I said, I've only been using it for document sharing and collaboration on data, but who knows? Could be more in the future. Another thing that is great about Dropbox, and just hopefully I don't sound like too much of a fanboy of them, but they just make a good product, is that, well, I mean, when they first started out, when I first got a Dropbox account, they gave you like 2 or 3 gigs. And then if you shared and got other people to sign up, they would grant you more storage space. That is such a great business model because it incentivizes the user to get more people to their service. So I ended up, I think I referred a ton of people and was able to get upwards of 5 or 6 gigs, which I know doesn't sound like a lot. Back then, it was huge. But if you're going to take the plunge into the $10 a month subscription, you get a terabyte, and that is more than you will ever need. And that's also a good way to do kind of an offsite backup. Like, let's say you have a backup of your hard drive at your house, like you have a Time Machine backup or just a RAID backup or something like that, and then you want to back that up offsite, meaning on Dropbox. I've had a few issues with this. For the most part, I can do all my essential stuff like family photos and videos and music. I can manually get those, but there isn't really a way to like set up an external, like let's say an external drive that you're backing up to. There's some workarounds, I think, out there. I've read a few different ways you can do it, but it's very difficult to make your Dropbox folder on an external drive. Now, that may be just for Windows because I have a Surface Pro 4 that I was trying to do it with an external drive, and it just wasn't liking it very much. But then you do have to have your entire backup in the Dropbox folder. So it is doable. You just have to be careful and make sure that you have everything in place before you hit go on that. One other thing that I don't think Dropbox should have gotten rid of, but they did within the last year or so, is they had a better way of viewing photos. It's very difficult to view photos right now. They offer this very cool service that I was talking about earlier where you get to automatically upload every photo you take, every video you take automatically just bumps up to Dropbox. But there's no good way to view them. It's very tedious, and they had something, I think it was called Carousel or something like that. It was a photo viewer on Dropbox, and I thought it was pretty good. I guess it didn't get as much use. To be honest, I didn't use it very much unless I wanted my photos, and that was fairly rare. It was more just a backup for them. And even my wife has gone through, like she went through today looking for photos, and I'm sure it wasn't the easiest thing in the world, especially if they're not like organized properly. It could be very tough to get through them all. So I think if anything, for Dropbox to improve, they should probably make it a little bit easier to view files. I really like their online interface, and they have an app similar. So like on your tablets, any tablet or phone, their app is set up so that they have all your files available to view, and you can stream files and all that fun stuff. And so they have an app for Windows that's very similar. So you don't have to sync your Dropbox folder files to see what's on Dropbox. There's a specific app on Windows that allows you to view everything instead of going onto a web browser. And so they can control a little bit more of the interface, I think. And it's set up fairly well, but I wish they would come out with something like that for Mac, because maybe they will soon. Maybe they're planning on it, but they don't right now, because I've looked and they don't have it. But there's just not, like, they're almost there. I mean, it's an amazing product. Dropbox is amazing. It's phenomenal. I think they're so far ahead of pretty much every other cloud-based storage out there. They know what they're doing, and they have a very unique way of syncing items between computers and really just making an easy interface, especially if you're not trapped in either the Google ecosystem, we'll call it the Google ecosystem, like you're trapped in with Google Drive or with the Microsoft Office ecosystem or with the entire Apple ecosystem, because Dropbox works on all of them. Dropbox works on every device that you have. So I would say look into that as why, you know, this whole thing is to iCloud or not to iCloud. Do you really need iCloud? Is it worth it to get iCloud? And like I said earlier, it is very much worth it if you are completely Apple. But they give you a certain amount for free that is usually enough to cover all your documents. So Pages and Numbers and Keynote, and even some file transferring that they've been doing as of late, like having enough space on iCloud Drive to transfer files. Like I've been transferring some of these podcasts back and forth between my phone to do some different variations on them, and it's worked really well. So they're getting very close to the same options as Dropbox, but they're not quite there yet. So if you have larger files that you want to archive or save or transfer to family members, go with Dropbox, because you know that'll be able, you can send them a link and they can download it. They don't have to have an Apple product. Like my brother has a Samsung phone, but I can share something with him. He has a PC as well. I can share something with him. He can download it. He doesn't have to be on a Mac, which is why I love using Dropbox instead of iCloud. Now I can do the same with OneDrive, but OneDrive just seems still a little clunky to me. Collaboration in OneDrive was awful. I don't know. This is just funny. And I don't know why I was doing this. And it drives us absolutely nuts when me and some of my coworkers are trying to collaborate on let's say we have a list of things to do. We have a project that we're working on that has certain things that need to get done. So we'll create a spreadsheet. We'll create an Excel spreadsheet that says, this needs to be done, this needs to be done, and this needs to be done. And who did it, what date, and the files that are associated with that date. So when you're trying to bring up this, you know, we're so used to Google Drive, because Google Docs is just, it's amazing for collaboration on data because everything just works well. You have to have a Google account, but everything just works well. You can see what the other person is working on at the same time as you, and there's no issues with bringing up the documents, and you can save them as Excel files. It's pretty flawless. It doesn't have quite as much functionality as like the offline editors like Excel or Pages, but it works really well. And I've done many, many, many projects on that. So back to OneDrive and trying to edit this Excel file. They have so many steps to get there. Like you bring up the file and it doesn't bring you into Excel just to start working on it. It brings it up to view it. And then you have to say, oh, wait, I want to work on this file. And then once you do that, it takes forever to bring it up. And I mean, this is enterprise grade stuff here. It should be bringing it up. And there's, believe me, where I work, there is a incredibly fast internet connection. We're talking like gigabits of speed here. So there shouldn't be an issue on that end. And it takes forever to load this thing. And oh, by the way, if it decides that it has tried long enough, it just says, hey, you know, we tried, it wasn't working, so we're just going to stop. It doesn't try to find a solution. It just says, oh, sorry, we don't feel like trying to open your file anymore. Whoops. And then there's nothing else. You hit cancel and then you go back and try again. It's the most frustrating thing when you are trying to get your work done to have that happen over and over and over again. I don't understand why that isn't fixed yet, but it is a pain. And I've only experienced that on Excel files, but I've heard that on like Word files in OneDrive. I mean, this is not like Google Drive trying to translate a Word document or Google Drive trying to translate an Excel document. This is Microsoft's own software trying to open up its own software file. It is OneDrive that they developed, trying to open up an Excel document that they developed. This shouldn't be a difficult thing. I don't know why it is. And whoever made it that difficult should be fired or something. Or maybe they, you know, clean the toilets instead now. That's enough coding for you. Go clean the toilets. Come on, guys. Get it together. Get it together. Thank you. I think we'll end it there today. It's interesting how much cloud storage is out there these days. I have terabytes of cloud storage across all these different mediums. I use them all and to some extent. So maybe that's how you have to do it too. Use them all, you know. Maybe have one central one that you use, but then have accounts with the other ones too. Maybe not OneDrive because that's more of a business type thing. But the other three, Google Drive, iCloud Drive, and Dropbox, definitely look into them. I know there's some others out there that I haven't used. Like I know there's one actually called Box. I didn't know they existed till the recent Apple keynote at WWDC 2017. I had no idea what Box was. Maybe I'm not as in tune as into the tech world as I thought I was. But anyways, I hope you guys like listening to these podcasts. I enjoy making them, so I'm just going to keep making them. Be sure to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at High Tech on Life, H-I Tech on Life. Any of those, you can find us and follow us. If you like this episode, please subscribe, share, like. If you subscribe on your podcast player of choice, you can set it up so you automatically get notified of a new episode dropping, or you can have it automatically download those episodes when they drop. So as soon as I upload the file, it'll download directly to your phone or your tablet or your computer. Very cool. You can also email me if you have any questions or comments that you haven't put on the SoundCloud file itself. Email me at ryan@hightechonlife.com and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. I work a lot, so it's really tough to answer as many as come in, but please do, and I will try my best to answer you. You can also go to hightechonlife.com. That's just kind of an archive of all these episodes. If you don't have your player with you, you can always go there and listen to all the most recent episodes. All right, guys, thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.